Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Let everything that hath breath that's alive give praise and glory and honor to your Maker, the Most High Yahweh, Creator of heaven and earth, by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure today to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we welcome you to this broadcast for today. This is going to be a power-packed program. This is going to be a program that we're going to talk about just how lost we are as a people when we don't have a vision of the Creator. So we need to know what is Yah's vision for His people. What does it mean to have a vision? We're going to analyze this. We're going to study this because it's so vitally important. Because truly, you can't survive when you don't have a vision. Hear me good. You cannot survive if you don't have a vision. That's just how important visions are. And before we go into this great subject today, which affects every aspect of our lives, we're going to have a song, Praising the Almighty, by a young man named Brother Eliah ben Yisrael and my queen, my wife, Yanis Batzion Yisrael, called My Rock.
My expectations. salvation, my joy, my lust, calling on Yah.
We adore you, Yah.
Praise your name, cause you're merciful. I praise your name and boast in you, cause you're bountiful. You gave me love when I was in danger. You gave me your hand when I was fooling. You gave me multiple chances when I was choosing the evil. I apologize. Teach me your ways and I did and I recognize. The finally gave me 23 living at my mom's crib. Feel like I'd be punished for all the dirt that I did. Can I live? Tell me to seek out of your book indeed. Made a vow if you would save me. I stopped smoking weed. It's been about 3 years ago. Now I'm living celibate. You gave me knowledge when I was in darkness, hell for ignorance. Living in furious. You showed me your laws and your tests. You test the heart and try the rings. Every day I bless your holy name. Yahweh never give up on me, but instruct me and correct me.
Hallelujah. That's what Yahweh is. He is a rock. The Almighty is just like a rock, and he's our rock. And a rock is hard, unmovable in most cases, if it's big enough and heavy enough. And the Creator said he's our rock. He's our King. He's our Savior, Redeemer, and Elohim. And beside him, there's none else. We're blessed. Any of you, my people, that know who Yahweh is. When I say my people, I'm speaking exclusively to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. For you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. Very important that we talk about today the vision, meaning the V-I-S-I-O-N of Elohim for his people. What is the Creator's vision? What do the Most High wants us to see? Because that's what a vision means. That's what its word come from. It means to be able to see something, to have a revelation. We have to have revelations. We have to be able to give our children hope, because that's what this is. It gives them hope. It gives them a target. It gives them a bullseye. It gives them direction. Because if they don't have it, we're finished. And I have to show you the scripture to back that up. And it's mentioned in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. I highly encourage you, if you don't have some scriptures, please go get them, because this is so important to our life. Proverbs, the 29th chapter, I'm going to read the 18th verse. This is what it reads. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. And this is true. Where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. And I can understand. See, what does this mean? The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get what? Get understanding. Where there's no vision, where we have no hope, where we can't see a better light than what we presently are going through, where we don't have a future and a correct direction, we perish because we'll begin to fall prey to all kinds of deceits. And my people, all through our life and all through the word of Yahweh, we find that many people have given us their visions and we have taken them as if they're ours. You know what they told us when we come to this land? They told us that this is the land of freedom. This is the land where you can be who you want to be. Do you understand? The land of apple pie and Chevrolet. The sky's the limit. That's what they told us in this land. All you got to do is work hard for what you want. They gave us a false vision. They've given us something that has caused our children to lose hope. Because think about it. Many of you all, when you send your children to these colleges and these schools that you pay money for, in most cases, in today's world, it's even hard to even get a job. It's hard for them to even find employment. Goodness, I ought to know. Believe you me, in times past, I've been laid off for 3 years in a row. Did you hear what I'm saying? I was laid off years ago. I was laid off and I couldn't find anything. I had to do what I knew I had to do. I had to go into my own business. And I made some money from it. But understand, my people, it took 3 years for me to get something else. And I got two college degrees, two of them. I have an AA and a BS bachelor's degree. And it may as well be called a BS degree because that's exactly what it was for me. When it came to them 3 years, it didn't do me no good. And I'm going to tell you, you have to understand, Yahweh, he has a vision for us and our children that would make you smile and happy, and it's supposed to. That's why our children are murdering each other. If you meditate on what I'm saying, you'll understand. That's why we can't get along with one another. That's why we can't be agreed. Because in many cases, people chase their own vision, which don't come from the Creator. And I'm going to have to show you this. Let's understand what the true and living Elohim is saying in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, because remember, Yahweh said, where there's no vision, the people perish. Perish means you just fade away. You waste away. You die off. You get cast off. Because you didn't have a goal, a righteous goal to shoot for. And these lying preachers and these imams and these ministers and kohens and rabbis and rabbis, they're not giving our people the vision that Yahweh has for us. And in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, Let's see what the true and living Elohim had to say concerning these false prophets, all of the false prophets that go around telling our people things that the true and living Elohim never told us, that somebody died for our sins, that you don't have to worry about anything because Yahshua, JC, Christ, call him what you want. He saved us. You even got false prophets in politics, and they're giving our vision or giving our people visions of things that they'll never be able to accomplish. They're giving our people visions of things that the Almighty hates. Do you understand? And I have to admit, there are visions that our people are trying to live, and from dreams of a man that the Most High speaks completely against. We're going to show you that. See, our visions got to come from the Almighty and Him only. Look what it says. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 16th verse, this is what it reads. It says, "Thus said Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahweh." Hallelujah. Praise be Yah. This is exactly what many people, especially us, Yah's people, this is the epitome of the things that we have heard. We have been listening to prophets that speak visions of their own heart and didn't at all come from the mouth of the Creator. And the Almighty is going to give you the proof that it wasn't the truth in this very chapter. All you got to do is keep following me. In the next verse, it says, "They say still unto them that despise me, Yah has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury." That means in anger, even a grievous whirlwind. "It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly." Praise Yah. And in these last days, certainly we are. Certainly some of us have came to the knowledge of the truth that no matter what people have told us and beat into us from the plantations of slavery, the Almighty has given us a vision of righteousness. And he gave us his law, his covenants, his statutes and commandments, his precepts, testimonies, and ordinances. Because, my people, you haven't seen nothing yet. The eyes haven't and the ears haven't truly even perceived what the Creator has in store for those that wait for him. No man can describe it. You can only talk about the things that he revealed in his word. But Yahweh said, "The eyes truly have never seen, and the ear haven't clearly perceived the extent of the things that the Creator has in store for the righteous." It's unprecedented. There has never been a generation on earth that live forever. Because if they did, they'd be still living. But that's one of many of the benefits of keeping the vision of Yahweh, keeping your eyes on the prize. Our people don't have a prize to keep their eyes on today. Their eyes is on their idols. Not just their athletic idols, not just their doctoral idols and lawyers and preacher idols, not just all of the NFL and athletes of the world and the actors that they emulate and imitate, but our people mainly is on their eyes, is on their idols that they worship and pray to and bow down to and cherish and adore. You know, this, one of the saddest things that as I learned the truth over 20 years ago, when I came into the knowledge of the truth, I remember when I began to hear, as I was so excited, and I'm still excited, and my people keep that excitement, always keep that zeal, that excitement for knowing Yahweh, his laws, his covenants, his statutes, knowing who you are and what you must do, because that's your strength. That's going to be a lamp unto your feet as you go and walk through this darkness. That's how you'll be able to help bring Jacob back to the Creator and bring them to the light of the law and the light of truth. Because Yahweh, he loves lights. He loves lights. I see why he said he made two great lights. Greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. He didn't even mention the word moon and sun. He didn't have to. Because those that have understanding, they would know that's what he's talking about. Or they would come to know. Because Yahweh don't have to spell out so many things. Because those that have understanding, they'll get it. All you have to do is respect the Creator. And he'll continue to increase you in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Praise Yah for the light. Praise Yah for his moon. As he said in Psalms 104, verse 19, he appointed the moon for seasons. Did you know, my people? Did you know that we would not even know what date of a year or a month is unless we go by the lights that Yahweh had ordained? And he said he ordained the moon. He made the moon. He created the moon. He appointed the moon for seasons. That means for fixed times. He appointed the moon for seasons. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. So that means the moon is a barometer to how we tell time of Yahweh. Because just to think, all of us is off base. We just been taking time from man-made calendars of the heathen that we have on our walls. And the Almighty wants us to know what time it is. And my people, the way you know what time it is in the eyes of Yahweh is you're going to look up. And you'll see a moon. You'll see a moon at least 27 days. Sometimes 28 days. You'll see a moon, whether day or night. And that moon is a barometer, according to Genesis 1, verse 14. He said he gave the moon to divide the day from the night, meaning the two great lights. He said, and let them be for signs, let them be for seasons, that means appointed times, for days and years. And that's the way it's going to be. He said, let it be for those things. And Yahweh would never change. It'll always be that way. And once we can trust in the visions of Yahweh, We won't get off track. We won't be lost. We won't be thinking something is when it's not, because we're trusting in Yahweh. And as I said, we wouldn't even know what date of the month or year it is, except the Creator made the light of the moon. And the first part of the month is when you see that crescent light on the right. Start looking up in the sky, my people. Start learning the visions of Yahweh that He gave us so that we'll know really what time it is. And when you see it to the right, it begins as a little slit on the right. And that's when you first see it, the next day, that's a sign that the next day is the first beginning day of a new month. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And then it grows further, widens out, till it gets to the middle of the month. Between the 12th and the 14th and 15th, it becomes full, according to what time, according to what season you're in. Then, as it wanes to the left. It begins to sort of like the light begins to diminish. But the moon is there the whole time. But those lights are indicators of dates, specific days and times. That's how important it is to know the phases of the moon. Yahweh didn't make the moon in vain, and He didn't want you to be confused about it. For instance, let's go to Jeremiah 10th chapter. See what thus said Yahweh. In Jeremiah the 10th chapter, the Creator of heaven and earth told us in the first verse, "Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Now the word dismayed means confused. They're completely confused. They believe when they see a full moon that werewolves come out. You're talking about, these are people that believe that a new day starts when the moon is out at night, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night. That's how confused they are. And Yahweh didn't want us to be dismayed at the signs of heaven. He wanted us to know what these things indicate. The morning stars. Do you understand, my people? The scripture speaks of the morning stars. The scripture speaks of the sun and how Yahweh told us from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be greatly praised. Because Yahweh wanted you to know that when we praise Him, it's for a day each week called the Sabbath, which don't start in the evening. Hear me again. It doesn't start at evening when a day is going out. The Sabbath day of Yahweh, let's get His vision for a minute. Let's see what Yahweh wants us to know. His day begins in the mornings, not evening. Not night when the moon is about to take over, because you won't see the sun at night. He didn't make the sun as a light by night. Let me say that again. He never made the sun for a light by night. But He let us know He made the sun for a light by day, and the moon for a light by night. And we better get it right. We're going to be finished. See, Yahweh said, where there is no vision, the people they perish. Now, I got to show you something, my people. I got to show you something that maybe some of you all never heard of, never seen. It's in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Let's go there. Since we're already in the book of Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and see something that to you and me, our ancestors and our people today, is a matter of life and death. So we better get educated on the lights that Yahweh made, the ordinances that he made them for, because if we don't, we're going to perish. Now, I literally mean this, and I'm about to literally show you what I mean, that Yahweh does not take ordinances of his lightly. Despite what anyone else will tell you, this is what Yahweh said in the 35th verse of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, the 35th verse. It reads, "Thus said Yahweh." This ain't "thus said me," or "thus said Yahshua," or "thus said your minister," or "thus said your imam." This is Yahweh, you know, the one who parted the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds, the one who woke us up this morning, the one who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it, the one who made the two great lights. Here's what he said. "Thus said Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, said Yahweh, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever." Oh, my goodness. Let me read that again. "Thus said Yahweh," 35th verse, "which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me." What ordinances? What is he talking about? The ordinances that he gave the sun for a light by day. So when you're talking about day, you're talking about the sun was created as a barometer that is daytime. Then he said, "and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by what? By night." See, the moonlights take over at night. That's its season. That's its time. That's when it's time to rule. And one of the ordinances that Yahweh decreed in Genesis, the first chapter, was that the greater light would rule the day and the lesser light would rule the night. Hallelujah. Now, you got to understand, Yahweh is telling you something that entails our life. He said, if those ordinances depart from before me, he said, then the seed of Israel, that means all the offspring of Yah's people, shall cease from being a nation. Now, if Yahweh spoke something, he's not going to take it back. Now, let's understand something. What do we look like proclaiming anything that is against this ordinance? Go to Genesis 1, and let's look at the ordinance. Because I'm telling you, you got ministers that have a vision of their own heart that didn't come from the mouth of Yahweh himself. And here's what he said. And I'm telling you, they're teaching our people what the Jewish man teaches. They're telling you, you don't have to worry about keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath begins on the FRI evening. Don't you know a day is 24 hours? That's a lie. That's a bald-faced lie. Now, you got to understand, I'm going to let y'all know that even the one that you claim you're serving, yes, the one you claim you serve, Yahshua, I'm going to show you he don't even agree with you. If you believe in him, if you believe in him, he don't even go for this. Oh, my goodness, and I can't wait to show you because you need to see it. You need to know what the one that you claim is your Savior, what he even said. Now, let's see something. As I mentioned, let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, and let's see, first of all, what thus said Yahweh in the 14th verse. It reads, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. You notice he didn't even mention the moon and the stars. Matter of fact, the moon and the sun, the word moon or sun is not even mentioned in Genesis 1. Because you want to know why? First of all, because Yahweh didn't put it here. Number two, second of all, the Creator wanted you to concentrate on the subject matter and the defining meaning of why he didn't put it, and he emphasized lights, lights. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. So in other words, did you know that the lights in the heavens, as he said in harmony with Psalms 104, verse 19, he appointed the moon for seasons. Did you know that we would not even know what day it is if we didn't go by and know and understand what the moon's light means to us? Do you know our life hinges on this? Did you know that in harmony with the sun, because the sun is also another light that he's speaking of right here, that determines that date. That date is going to begin when the sun rises. The sun is a barometer of light that he created to determine for what? For signs, for seasons, for days and years. Seasons mean appointed festivals. What is Yah's appointed festivals? Let me name them. The Sabbath day, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, my people. These are his appointed feasts. And we were to come and to worship him during all the new moons. That means the new light. The new light. Not the older light, but the new light. And the first day, full day, that it begins of a month is when after you see the sign is the little sliver to the right of light that is seen after sunset. That means when the day is about over, you'll see that light. And then the next day notes that tomorrow is the first day. Do you understand? Do you understand, my people? Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. Praise be to the mighty Yah. He said further, and let them be for lights in the 15th verse of the heaven, of the firmament of heaven, to give light upon earth, and it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. Hallelujah. So in other words, he made it to rule the day, the greater light, and the lesser light to rule the night. Now, if we begin to think that the lesser light begins a day, let me tell you something. My people, you're setting yourself up to perish. You're setting yourself up for death. The lesser light is the light of the moon. And that light was given for a light by night. Is that what you just read? That's from Genesis, the first chapter, the 16th verse. This is Truth 101. This is the vision that Yahweh has for you to understand, so you'll know what time it is, and you'll know how to tell time in his eyes. He said, and Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. He didn't have to say the sun, because naturally you know the greatest light that's out there that will blind you if you look too long in it is the light of the sun. Hallelujah. And you know the lesser light is the one you could gaze in and look at. And that's the moon's light. Hallelujah. But the greater light, he said it rules day. The lesser light, it rules night. He made the stars also. And then he said in the 15th verse, and let them be for life in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. 17th verse, and Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. So in other words, he's reiterating. And to rule over the day and over the night. Reiterating. And to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was all good. You know how we say, it's all good, man. It's all good. Well, Yahweh saw that it was good. But let's be honest. We could say it all day long, yeah, it's all good, but our people, most of our people and most of the world, they're not saying that's good. They're not. And some of you all are saying, amen, that it's not good that we think that a day ain't 24 hours. Well, let me tell you something. You don't realize that you're putting your own life in jeopardy. Because only those that fear Yahweh and keep his commandments and trust in him, they're not going to be misled to believe. Because Jewish people taught us this. Because most of the world go by this. Yahweh has established that he gave the sun for a light by day. That's why I want you to go back to Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. And we, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about visions of Yahweh. Not visions of your heart or someone else's, because that'll get you killed. And Yahweh, it looked like he's not playing around with how serious he is about these ordinances. And I just read to you in Genesis, the first chapter, the ordinances of those lights. That means what he has ordained those lights to be created for. And what did he ordain it for in the first place? To divide the day from the night. I mean, he said it two times. I'm going to repeat it too, because I want anyone that doesn't believe what I'm saying, but you trust in man and visions of man's heart, and it didn't come out of the mouth of Yahweh, and you can't prove it, and I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to prove that a day don't start in the morning. All you got to do is challenge me to a debate. Call this number. I'm going to give you two of them. You can call right now on this number, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one, and we're going to put your question, your comment, or that you want to have a debate as a minister on the air. Now, let me give you another number, because this is a number you can call me off the air. It's 404 877-579-7908. And we can have a debate. Or we can have a discussion. I don't want to scare people and, you know, make you think I want to pounce on you, because I love you, my people. I want us to be seeing eye to eye. I want us to be serving the Most High in harmony and unity. I don't want us to be torn between two opinions. That's not my desire. But if I have to wake up Yah's people, I'll debate any leader out there on this matter. So, 404-579-7908. If you believe that a day starts in the evening, if you believe a new day starts at night, come on with your bad self. Prove what you believe. But let me tell you something. Yahweh done already said his word, and he ain't gonna never take it back. And it started from the very beginning, and I just read it to you. He said, the first thing he said when he made and said, let there be lights, 14th verse of Genesis 1, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. That's the first thing that he ordained for the lights to be utilized for. And we want to put them back together. We want to put day and night back together. Now, look what he did in the third verse. Because maybe this is a new beginning for you. Maybe you never heard this before. Maybe you were listening to a lying preacher. Maybe you were listening to one of our beloved brothers and sisters that just was taught by Esau or Edomite or a Jewish man. But now you're hearing this. Praise God. Let's look at it again. Third verse of Genesis 1. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And Elohim divided. That means he separated the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day. And the darkness he called night. That's the name for darkness is night. That's the name for light is day. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And some people don't know how to understand that neither. But let me break it down to you. Let's don't add or take away. It says, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And it says the same thing about the second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth. Now, what does this mean? That means, and the evening came and the morning came. The first day, the second day, and you had evening and morning before you had the sun and the moon in the fourth day. So in other words, don't you know, my people, that evening and morning are two times of day. You had morning and you had evening. They could have read either way. Man, it definitely, it don't mean from evening to morning is a day. And it didn't say that. And you don't want it to say that. Or must I say, that definitely ain't what it's saying. It's not saying from evening to morning is a day, because if that's the case, where's noon? Where's afternoon? If evening begins a day, okay, what do you go through after evening is over? You go through night. And when night is over, you have what is called boker, the Hebrew word for morning. That's all what morning means. Morning don't mean the whole day. Morning means the first part of the day called daybreak. Look it up for yourself. So what comes after daybreak? What comes after morning? It's called noon. Now what comes after noon? It's called afternoon. How do I know that? How do I know this so that we can stop getting visions from lying ministers and preachers and prophets and teachers and morays and Kohanes and all these rabbis and every rabbi that done taught our people lies and deceit? And I haven't forgot I got to show you that Yahshua himself did not even believe nor taught what you're saying. For those of you all that believe in JC, that believe in Yahshua, I got to show you he didn't believe that. So let's understand. Let's understand that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right to that. Because I don't want to waste no time showing you that even in the New Testament, even in the New Testament, it lets you know that a day is not 24 hours. Now, this comes from the person that you say you believe in. And I mean just those that believe in Christ, those that seek their visions of their ministers or their bishops or their preachers or pastors. I want you to see this. You to hold on for 1 minute and let's see what the New Testament has to say. Let's see what Christ has to say about this. Hold tight. I want to make sure I give you John, the 11th chapter. Let's go to John, the book of John in the New Testament, the 11th chapter. Let's see what John says about this matter. John, the 11th chapter. I want you to see that these words come from the person that you claim that you're serving. Yahshua, Yahushua, call him what you want. It says in the 8th verse, his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And then it says, and JC answered, Christ answered, Yahshua answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. So, for any of my brothers and sisters, any of them that's following a vision of your own heart or following the visions of lying preachers and pastors, and you believe that the Sabbath day, because you got plenty of our people, plenty of them that believe in Yahshua. They found out they were Israelite. And I thought, when I first came into the truth, I thought that was one of the most saddest things I've ever heard of, is that you find out you're an Israelite, but then you start believing, you never stop believing that somebody died for your sin. And to put icing on the cake, because ultimately you're still a Christian. You're just calling yourself a Hebrew, but you're still a Christian. And to put icing on the cake, you still believe that a day starts in the evening. Well, guess what? Even Christ is letting you know and asking you a question. Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light. Because that's what y'all call day. That's what he gave, the name that he gave to the light, he called it day. Then he said in the 10th verse, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. And in other words, that defines night. That means there's no light. It's called darkness. And Yahweh gave a name for darkness, and he called the darkness night. Even in the New Testament. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And now, if anyone wants to call me and say that this is a lie too, call area code 323-443-7418 hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. So no matter who's listening to me right now, I'm trying to show you that the things that the Creator has decreed, my people, in the vision that he has for us, Yahweh wanted us to follow his visions, not our own, not the visions of blind preachers and pastors, not ones that told you that Christ died for your sins, not one that told you he was born of a virgin. Don't you understand? When it says he was born of a virgin, when it tries to give you the lineage of Christ in the book of Luke and the book of Matthews, it lets you know that he got two granddaddies. Yes, Christ in the New Testament is recorded to have had and alleged to have had two granddaddies from the same father. That's how whacked up the book is. If you don't believe me, go to Matthews right now. I'm trying to get you back in the vision that Yahweh has and to get out of the vision that they beat into us on the plantations. Look what it says in the lineage of Christ. Now, you might not believe it, but here it is. Because I want you to understand. Look what it says in verse 16 when it gives the lineages of Christ, supposedly. But really, think about it. Whose lineage is this? Christ wasn't even born of a man, was he? Isn't that what they told us? Isn't that what this book really saying? That he wasn't even born of a man? That the Spirit swooped up on him? And the baby turned out to be Yahweh, his baby. They're trying to say that the Most High has committed adultery with another man's wife, which is an abomination. Yahweh punished his own little holy one, his king, David, and your king, when he had Uriah the Hittite killed. Yahweh punished him for taking another man's wife. And you're going to believe the lies and deceit of the people who taught us this lie? Look at the 16th verse of Matthew's 1. It says, and Jacob begat Joseph. Jacob? Yeah, that's what it says. Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born J.C., who is called Christ. Now, let me give you another lineage in the book of Luke. Hold on to your seats, because here's the lineage that they give for Christ in the book of Luke. Now, I remember when I first seen this, I thought this was the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. He got in one excerpt, it gives his daddy to be his granddaddy. Then you go to the book of Luke, and it looks like he got a whole nother granddaddy that's mentioned in the book of Matthew's, the 3rd chapter. And let's see now who his granddaddy is. From Joseph. All right. Let's look at the 22nd verse. It says, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. You notice it didn't even give a name. And I can understand why it didn't give a name. See, I can understand why. It says a voice from heaven. Do you understand, my people? Thou art my beloved son. But you notice it didn't say, thus said Yahweh. You notice it didn't say it was the voice of the Creator of heaven and earth, because the Almighty would not allow Satan to use his name in his book. That's why Yah's name ain't in the New Testament. Praise be Yahweh for that. But look at the 23rd verse. And we're going to open the phone lines up in just a minute. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. 23rd verse. And Christ himself, J-E-S-U-S, himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed. I want y'all to look that word up, and I can understand why they put that there. Being as supposed. Look it up. The son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Now, you got to ask yourself, who in the hell is Heli? Who's Heli? I thought his daddy, granddaddy was named Jacob. My goodness. They can't even get the book right. The Piso family and Marcion were so stupid and ignorant, they couldn't even get their lies right and consistent. Do you understand? The inconsistencies of the New Testament are astounding, my people. They are astounding. And I've got to show you what the Most High said in his word that's got a lot of our people backward. But first I got to show you Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. And as I said, if you have a question or comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, let me show you what I promised I'd show you, which is the evidence that these are false prophets. Because Yahweh has a criteria to set to let you know if you're being or listening or if you're being led by a true prophet. Because this is what is going to happen if you're being led by a true prophet. And this also going to reveal what's going to happen when you know that you're following a false prophet. Yah said in the 21st verse, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken unto them, yet they prophesied. That means they prophesied in his name. They're going around saying that what they're talking about is in the name of the Creator or in the name of a false god. But if they had stood, here's the evidence. If they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh said the evidence is if they had stood in his counsel, that means if they were really telling you what thus said Yahweh, if they were really educating you with a sincere heart, evidently, the Most High is telling you there is no way they would fail to turn you from your evil ways and from the evil of your doings. Like what? What evil doings? What evil ways? You wouldn't be eating pork. You wouldn't have no other Elohim beside Yahweh. You would throw J.C. Yahushua. Yahoo, Yahawashaya, Christ, call them what you want. J-E-S-U-S, call them what you want. You throw them in the garbage. You throw A-L-L-A-H in the garbage where they belong. You throw all the false gods of the heathens and the nations in the garbage. Oh, my people, we're not Arabs, So we don't serve the gods of the Arabs. We're not white people. Therefore, we don't serve the gods of white people, Europeans. But guess what? Yahweh prophesied that we would. For instance, we're hanging in Jeremiah, and I still ain't through with Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's go to Jeremiah, the second chapter. Jeremiah, the second chapter. Look what thus said Yahweh. This is heavy. In the 10th verse of Jeremiah, the second chapter, it says, "For pass over the isles of Kittim, and see and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing." Now you got to consider the words of Yahweh. He said, consider diligently what I'm telling you. Pass over the isles of Kittim. Kittim, my people, Kittim was one of the sons of Japheth. Japheth is the progenitor of the Gentile white nations. You can find Kittim in verse 4 of Genesis, the 10th chapter. So in other words, the Almighty is letting you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, to check out these places. Check out these inheritances, because the Almighty let you know, search diligently to find out what he's truly trying to say to us. And when we do it, oh my people, you'll see for yourself, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the true and living Elohim is telling you that his people dropped him for these gods. Yes, they dropped the Almighty for these gods. Now, what gods? Christ. And who else? If our people aren't Christians, in most every case, they are Muslim. Because did you know that Kedar is the son of Ishmael? If you don't believe me, go to the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter. Genesis, the 25th chapter. If I were you, I'd write this down. Genesis, the 25th chapter, we find that it mentions the lineage of the children of Ishmael. And this is what it reads in the 13th verse. Oh, I'll start at the 12th verse. Now, these are the generations of Ishmael. See, Ishmael is the original baby that was born from Abraham and Hagar, an Egyptian, mingled together. They made the nation of what is called the Ishmaelites. The Ishmaelites are a mixture, and they're their own nation, coming from Hagar and his father Abraham. Now, his father worshiped Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or may I say, his father Abraham worship Elohim. That's what I'm going to say. He worshiped Elohim because Isaac and Jacob were his children, and they worshiped the God of Abraham, their father. So let's understand. And Abraham was called a Hebrew. And it lets you know that these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to the generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Abiel, and Mibsam. All right, So in other words, Kedar is none other than the son of Ishmael and the grandson of Abraham. But Kedar is of the nation of the Ishmaelites. The Kedarites is of the nation of the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites basically are the progenitors of most of the Arab nations that you see today, coming from Ishmael. Yahweh said Ishmael will be a wild man, but he'll be blessed with 12 princes. And he is, because the Ishmaelites and most of the Arabs are some of the most richest beings in the world. They're the most wealthiest, some of the most wealthiest people in the world. Because Yahweh don't lie. But the reason why we ain't the richest, but we seem like we the brokest, seem like we're the most broke down, seem like we're the most cursed, seem like we're the worst, it's because Yahweh gave us an everlasting covenant that we broke. And that's why we're in the conditions we're in today. And we are not keeping the vision that Elohim gave us. We're not even teaching that. We're teaching visions of people who taught us wrong. Some of our people don't even know when a day started. Well, I'm going to be honest, I didn't either till I learned better. And when you learn better, you do better. And it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to make a change. Now, I would love for somebody to call if they have a difference in anything that is said, but you don't have to call if you're just enjoying the program. But if you have a difference, or I don't know, you just may agree. But I definitely want to hear from brothers and sisters that's out there that disagree with what I'm saying, that says, no, Brother Elkanah, a day starts in the evening. Let me show you some scriptures. I would love that. I would love for you to call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Oh, yes, we are. Because we love you. Praise be Yahweh. Furthermore, let's go back to the book of Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter, concerning Kittim and Kedar, which he told us to sin and search diligently, to meditate diligently on these two places. Well, I see why now. Can you see why he said diligently and see if there be such a thing? Because this is where our people are. They're either serving the gods of the Kittimites or the gods of the Kedarites, which, in other words, mean they're either serving the gods of the white man or they're serving the gods of the Arabs. And that's a darn shame. Yahweh asked in 11th verse, has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? Let's make that point. He's letting us know they're not no gods anyway. They are no Elohims with powers anyway. Because Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And beside him, there is none else. But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, said Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? That means why are we plundered and robbed and pillaged? Why do we continue have to be the laughingstock of mockery amongst the nations? They hiss at us. They sniggle at us behind our backs. They're talking about us like a dog. Even Donald Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, even he almost slipped and mentioned that they the chosen. He almost said they are not African Americans. He almost slipped. But did you know, my people, that you can go online and see heathens that have not slipped, white people that's online? You can go under Google or Yahoo or whatever you want to go under, and you'll find they're admitting openly, as Yahweh prophesied that they would do. Oh, yes, he prophesied this in his word. He prophesied that one day that the heathen would admit that we are the chosen, and that he had been lied to, and that he realized that's all he'd been listening to. Did you know that? I said, did you know that, my people? So we have to understand in Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, I want you to see this. This is astounding now. This is an astonishment right here. We just stand in Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Because it's such a great chapter from a great prophet, a true prophet of Yahweh. And look what it says. Look what Yahweh reveals to us of what's going on the internet and other places where white folks and other nationalities are coming out in droves admitting that we're the people. Just go on there and check. Just put in there, white people, a white woman, a white man admits we are the true Israelite. The black people are true Israelite. You can find that. This has been going on for years. Look what it says in the 19th verse. O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Now let's check this out. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. I believe I better read that again. It says, O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles, that means the white man, the descendants of Japheth, the descendants of Kittim, it says the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. That means from all over the earth, from the south, west, east, and north, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. So for my brothers and sisters that's listening to me now, that is messianic, and of course, I have to admit, messianic really truly means a mess. It's a mess. We involved in a mess. Because let me tell you something, my people. You are kings and queens. You're no messianic. You're an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite by birth. You ain't involved in no mess. It says they're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Now, this is the Gentiles. These are the people that our people are following. These are the people that our people want to be like. Want to walk in all their ways and confused at the signs of heaven and thinking you don't even have to go by the lights. You just do what you want. And they confused at the lights anyway. They don't know what they mean. And it says, shall a man make gods unto himself? And they are no Elohims. They're no Elohims anyway. Therefore, behold, I will do this once, cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might. and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. They're going to know. Yahweh letting you know, it says surely they're going to say, the Gentiles, they're going to say our fathers have inherited lies. And here's a vision I want to show you concerning the Gentiles in the book of Isaiah chapter 49. In the time we got left, if you'd like to make a brief comment, if you have a question, all you have to do, and if you don't have to, because I know many of you all just listening and enjoying, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, we'll put your question and comment on the air. But in the meantime, in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim lets us know that is going to happen with all the other people and nations and heathens and the Gentiles. So for those of you all that's following the ways of the Gentiles, and that is you believe in Yahshua, that means you, instead of you believing in a white man dying for your sins, you just believe in a black man dying. And Yahweh told us in Deuteronomy 24, verse 16, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for their fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sins. For his own sin. Isn't that something? Jeremiah, the 49th chapter, the 22nd verse. It says, then thus said Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Now, this is a heck of a vision to tell our people. You mean to tell me that the same people who enslaved us is the same people who going to bring us back on their shoulders? Wow. I'm going to set up my standard to the people. The Creator's letting you know this. I almost set my standard up to the people. Then he said further, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queen thy nursing mothers. My goodness, they shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. I'm going to be ashamed that wait on Yahweh. They ain't going to never be ashamed when you wait on him. Furthermore, let me go to the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter. And it looks like we have a call online. Area code 404, Shalom, Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, Shalom. Moray, how are you this evening?
Oh,
this
Shalom,
afternoon?
Shalom, my queen. How you doing, Yanis?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I was just driving back and listening to the program, and it has just been a beautiful program, and just wanted to say that truly, you know, as my sisters and I got together today, we were talking about, you know, if only, well, as we were driving back, if only our people knew, and also how far we have come, even knowing the truth up until now. You know, even though we still have people who have awakened, but they have someone else with the Most High, we pray that one day that they will realize that all of that is still the same thing that you were doing before you knew the truth.
That's right.
We continue to pray for our brothers that are and sisters that are Messianic and that, you know, hath one half for one beside the Most High, because he is the only one. There's no one else. And if you go to Isaiah 44, 45, 43, you'll find that the Most High said there is no Savior beside him. Just
that's
to join
right.
the program and to say unto you, keep up the good work, and may Yahweh continue to be with you. Hallelujah.
Well, I love you, Sister Yanis, and may Yahweh bless you with life everlasting with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We got, looks like we have another caller, and we're going to go straight to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on there.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I just want to call in and say this has been a wonderful, wonderful program, and it needs to be heard. And I just want to say praise the mighty Yahweh for you teaching what thus saith Yah and bringing that understanding to our people. Hopefully, someone will hear the words and will see that we need to wake up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, sister. I say hallelujah to the words you just spoke, and I love you too, as we're running out of time. And may
yes,
Yahweh
sir.
Bless you and your sister. Hadiah.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all.
We love
shalom,
you too.
Shalom,
shalom. Shalom,
shalom. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. We got one more caller on the line, area code 708. We got 30 seconds. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Elkanah.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. I know I said I wasn't going to listen to the broadcasting, but I just had to call in. I guess the spirit of Yah just told me to call in.
Praise ye, Yah, brother. Well, praise the mighty Yah. We got 10 seconds left. Anything you want to say, beloved? 10 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to just say, man, brother, you're doing a good job. You're only saying what thus says Yah says. And these, to the words of our Messianic brothers and sisters, you cannot compete with what he's saying, because you cannot say that you are a false prophet, because you're only going by what Yah has said.
All
you
right.
can't go no wrong, because it's
praise
his word
Yah.
And it's his law.
Praise Yah. Well, I agree with
so
you, brother.
If you want to. Yeah,
but we're
so
out of time.
We're
out of time right now, but I tell
you
what, I want you to be the first caller next week.
All right, brother. Shalom.
All right, love you.
Shalom,
shalom, beloved brother Travis. And on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.